1. Begin transmission.
Right. Oh my god, I honestly have to say that time almost means nothing around here. Because obviously it's 1930 UTC. If you're listening to this, you already know that. It's 1930. It's always 1930. Every damn day it's 1930. 1930 UTC, that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I've got all kinds of weird crap going on today. Okay, let's start off with this. My head cold does seem to be getting a little bit better. I'm very happy about that. But I'm still a little bit weird. So, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? And today is a very strange day. It's very warm outside. It's over 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's like 63 degrees F or something like that. So that's crazy. Oh. And whatever's wrong with my hip doesn't seem to be too bad today. Suddenly I'm having a great day. Go figure. How is this happening? What is going on? Huh? So anyway, what am I doing today? What did I do yesterday? What did I do last night? I'm getting hungry. What do I want to eat? Today is a strange day of what? What are the words that I'm looking for? Today is the strange day of miscellany. I have to do a bunch of weird stuff. And da-da-da-da-da. And I think I'm missing a rugby game. Let's leave this room for a minute. We're going to walk out of my office here. And we need to check on the score of this rugby game. And I think, Ireland is not quite catching up. There's still 30 minutes to play. Ireland is down by 12, and I think they can take this. I don't know what they're doing. They're not performing up to my expectations, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm having a lovely day. Not only is it warm, I realize that today is the first day of March, which means I will be receiving any day now a bunch of coupons for free lottery tickets. And that's the rule, kids. You should always, always take a free bet. So I do. All right, I'm checking the weather outside. Yeah, this thermometer here says 63 degrees. That's about 17 degrees C. 17 Celsius on the first day of Mars. So that's good. Okay, now the next thing that we need to do is walk into the kitchen, which is where I'm standing now. Oh, great, here comes the cat. Looking out my kitchen windows, I can see lots of cardinals. I've got female cardinals on the deck rails eating sunflower seeds. Birds flying around. There's some other little birds flying around. There's a male cardinal down there in the bushes. It's a very bird-heavy day. I'm waiting for this water to boil. You can probably hear it almost boiling. That's the sound of almost boiling water. And here's the sound of my cat. Hi, Bumpers. What are you doing? You want some fresh kitty water? I guess I can get you some fresh kitty water. I'll get some for you. And by the way, I washed your bowls out downstairs, and your food bowl is full, and your kitty water bowl downstairs is nice and full, too. So you are restocked and ready to rock, my kitty cat, my dumplings. Okay, kitty water goes back on the floor. How is this water? We need to get out the thermometer because I think this water's about to be ready and I'm not prepared for that. This is not, you know, preparation day. I am not really winning today, although I'm having a great day. Trying to get the thermometer out into the water. This is way too hot, I can tell just by the size of the bubbles. Let's turn down the heat. Yeah, I got to hit a specific temperature today. And we are climbing. I've got to hit 90 degrees. I'm at 75. I'm at 80. I'm at 84, 85, 86, and we seem to be bottoming out here around 88. We are making tea today, if you haven't figured it out. We're making Longjing. We're making the Dragon Well. So, we got to get out the special carafe. Take the carafe out of the box. And where am I going to do this? I've got no room. Well, we'll just move the white rabbits. And we'll put the carafe down right here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Pretty happy about this. All this crazy business. Alright, got my awesome tea carafe. Open it up. Yeah. Yay. So happy right now. Alright, now I need to get some tea. Alright, got it. And we need... Oh, hush them up, you kitty yanger. You got fresh water right there. And speaking of water... What? Drink your kitty water. It's fresh. I just filled it up. We gotta check the temperature of this water again. Because I think we should be there. Please ignore my yangy cat in the background who has perfectly fresh water that I just filled up in the cup. And it's not an issue. Okay, so where are we with my water? Your water is fine. Go ahead and drink it. My water. Yo, I think we're good. We've slowly are hitting the 89 degree mark. This is, of course, 89 degrees Celsius. When we make tea, we use the metric system. For science. Yeah, we are good. By the time we get the tea and the thing and everything, we're going to be fine. All right. So, first thing we do, get the tea, cut it open, and where's the thing for the carafe? Here it is, the little filter. We drop that into the magic carafe thingy. You need to stop yanging your yanger off. I'm tired of listening to it already. And I'm going to pour this Longjing into a little white cup just so I can look at the leaves. The leafiness of it all. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's very Longjing-y. Yeah, it's not the highest quality stuff, but, you know, it's not the worst. Okay. So, all the tea, it's about 5 grams of tea, goes into the magic, hush up kitty butts, goes into the magic carafe thing, because it's got a built-in filter. It's got a built-in filter. So, now, we turn the heat off. We grab the water boiling vessel, and this is another one-handed operation. Into the carafe it goes, over the tea, and its lovely built-in filter. Oh, and I guessed the right amount of water perfectly. Boom. Water vessel goes back down. We're gonna set the timer for, I think I'm gonna go for 1 minute today, because I'm gonna need some strong stuff. This means we can put the super science thermometer away, which means it goes back in its little plastic tube case, and the plastic end goes on the thing. And speaking of which, we should probably put the lid on the tea. I'm not going to seal it. I'm just going to let it sit there. Yes, you're a baby. And now we put the thermometer back in the cabinet drawer with all of my other brewing supplies, like my hygrometer, my funnel, my bottling thing, my bubble locks, and all my other stuff, including lots of root beer ingredients, among other peculiar things. I'm going to move some stuff out of the way real quick, and we're going to pull that tea here in just a few seconds, right now. That's the tea thing. So we take off the lid. It's got some leaf on it. And we pull out the filter right out of the carafe, which is sort of hard to do, but I managed to do it. Oh my goodness. And we're going to just plop that tea right there. This tea can be reused. It can be reused. That's the nice thing about quality tea like this. And I'm looking at the leaf. It looks good. And I'm going to try to smell it. Yeah, but due to my crazy, now I can kind of, oh man, that is good. This, strangely enough, even though this isn't the best quality tea, this is probably some of the best quality tea that I actually own. This isn't super expensive tea. I'm trying to think, how much is this per jing? Well, we can do the math later. Dang it, where did I put the cups? Anyway, this tea, like I said, this is, Longjing is a green tea that can be very expensive with some of the more superior grades. This is not, what I'm drinking today is not exactly the most greatest grade, but it's not the worst. This stuff only costs about $100 a jing. Let me see, is that about right? Let's see, I bought 80 grams for, yeah, okay, basically 20 cents a gram. So that would be $200 per kilogram. So yeah, that's about $100 a jing, about $100 a pound. This is some pretty cheap tea. I mean, relatively speaking. Yeah, okay, here's the cups that are up here. And I got the little tiny cups, my brand new little teacups, which are actually wine cups. But I had to buy them because they're straight-sided and they're little and they're cute. And they are thin enough that light will shine through them. These are porcelain. And I got them mostly because they're also very white. White, white, white. And we like white because we can see the color of the tea. So let's drink a little bit of this. Actually, I shouldn't be drinking this on an empty stomach. I haven't eaten yet. So we're just going to drink a little bit. And I'm pouring just a tiny bit into the cup. Oh, look at that. It is very longjingy. It's kind of pale, but I can see it swirling. I can see the dragon in it. I can see the dragon well effect. If I didn't mention it, this is dragon well tea. Longjing means dragon well. And I can see the dragon well effect. Wow, looks cool. All right, I did manage to spill some, so let's grab the paper towel here. This is the tea counter. Yeah, you can see all the other little tea spills. Okay, so now on to the testing of the Longjing. Am I going to be able to... Ooh, it's hot on my fingers. Yes, you're a yangy baby. Am I even going to be able to taste this with my weird head cold, which I think is going away? I don't know. What I need this tea for today is mainly the health benefits to chase off this stupid cold. So let's give it a shot. Oh. Oh my God.
Yes, oh my God! You don't want to drink it.
This is pretty good. Oh man. What is it that you want? Do you want to get up on the counter so you can look out the window and look at birds, or what is it that you're giving me the business about?
You want to get up on the counter? Come on, I grab your kitty butt and lift you up.
You're so lazy. I know you can jump up there, so I have to place my cat on the counter now. And let's get back to this serious tea business. Oh, man. Even with my messed up sense of taste, I can't really smell much. But, oh, yeah. All right, I probably shouldn't do this, but we're going again. Oh, it's good, kids. It's good. It's very, let's see. Oh, it's subtle, but it's good. Nutty. It's kind of nutty. It's almost like wheat-like flavor, almost. Wheaty, if that's a thing. Oh, man. And this is just what I'm getting with my messed up taste buds. But this is good. This is... Oh my god, this is so much better than any green tea you can buy in a store in stupid tea bags or pre-bottled crap. Oh my god, it actually tastes one. It tastes like tea. And it has the dragon well effect. I can see the damn dragon in the cup. Oh man. The color, the liquor is very interesting. It's almost like a light peach. It's not yellow, it's not red, it's not pink, it's this lovely peachy kind of color, and none of that crappy carotene flavor that you get from cheap green tea in white people tea stores. Oh my god, yeah, there's none of that. Oh, I'm just drinking grass clippings. Oh man. Okay, I can't drink any more of that until after I eat. So it'll stay nice and warm in this beautiful carafe that was a gift from my brother for my birthday last year. This is the month of my birthday. Maybe he'll send me more tea accoutrement. And my cat is pawing at the window trying to get the cardinals that are eating the sunflower seeds. Wow, this is good stuff. Yeah, hopefully this will put some curation on me. All right, and so what am I going to eat today? I gotta get some food. What do I want? I could eat egg rolls. I could eat rice. What do I feel like eating? I don't know. But the thing that we need to do right now is to deal with the upstairs problem. So we're going upstairs. Dun, 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 dun. On the third level of my house. You know. It's a third level, but it's not like a three-story house. I have like a split-level house. So let's go into the main bathroom here. And here's my sink. My shaving sink. And my sink is really clogged up. And it's... This sink is always a little bit slow. And it has been slow, and so... I got a little snake. It's over here. It's a, you know, a sink snake / pipe snake, and it's unfortunately it's not very long. You know, it's basically only for your home usage, and this sink is always slow. I've been snaking it for the last couple days, but the last time I did this, I couldn't pull anything out. You know, half the time I got, you know what my hair is all about, geez, half the time I'm pulling up hair. This time I was unable to do so today we're going to follow some of my own advice, along with the advice of the DuPont Company. This isn't advice so much as it is just sloganeering. And you know how much I like slogans. And today's slogan is, better living through chemistry. Which has always been one of my favorites. That's an old DuPont slogan. I don't think they use it anymore, but it's also one of my personal favorite slogans. And so today we got the chemicals out. What do we got out today? We got some kind of crazy industrial mixture of sodium hypochlorite and sodium hydroxide. Not to mention some biodegradable surfactants, no phosphorus, blah, blah, blah. I have a brand name liquid drain unclogger, the brand name of which will remain unmentioned, for they are not supporting my show. They are not giving me free stuff, and so their name will not be mentioned. And now I gotta pour some of this into the sink, and the instructions are telling me to pour in 1/5 of a bottle. How am I supposed to measure that? 1/5 of a bottle. Well, this is a 2.36 liter bottle. 2.36 divided by 5 equals... not gonna do the math here. So we're just gonna start pouring some in. Blorp, 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 blorp. Oh, it's very thick. It's almost gelatinous. And it doesn't even want to go down the drain because the drain is so damn slow. But it's blorping its way down there. Wow. I'm not getting any undue chemical reactions. Okay, that's a good sign, right? So, yeah. No scary gases are escaping or anything. How much did I use? That was not 1/5 of a bottle. So I'm going to pour in a little bit more. Blorp, blorp, blorp. Wow, the viscosity of this stuff is fascinating. Wow, look at it go. Right, so it's going down the drain. Hopefully it's doing whatever it's supposed to be doing. How much is in the bottle? I'm trying to look in here. I think I'm going to add a little bit more just to top it off here. And then I'm going to back off. I'm going to re-put the lid on. And it says what? Pour some in. Pour in 1/5 of the bottle. What? Then wait 15 minutes and then flush with hot water. Okay. So I guess I gotta wait 15 minutes. And then it also says, you know, for persistent clogs, repeat steps. So why do I get the feeling I'm gonna be pouring this whole bottle of stuff down the drain at some point in time today? So we might as well leave the bathroom. And since I am a little bit paranoid, or at least not paranoid so much as I am concerned with toxins, I am going to rinse my hands off in case any of that stuff is on me. Sodium hypochlorite and sodium hydroxide. What is that in Tobe language? Well, actually, I already know what those are. I do know what those chemicals are because chemistry is Tobe language. Because I grew up in a house that... I'm going to pour some more of this tea. I know I shouldn't be drinking this, but this is freaking good. This is only like a 3-ounce cup? So, we're only at the... Is this even a 3-ounce cup? No, it might only be 1 ounce. Who knows? Oh, yeah. Wow, can I be tea drunk already? It's impossible. I haven't even had that much. But I do need to think about getting some food. I don't know where the cat went. The cat's not sitting up here on the counter anymore. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I gotta set the microwave timer. Setting that for 15 minutes so I'll know when to go up and play the drain game some more. Man, that's a good tea. Man, this is just crazy. This is stupid good. I'm going to have to send some of this tea to my brother. How much is it going to cost me to ship, let's say, 10 or 15 or 20 grams of tea to my brother? Probably just a couple of bucks. All right, so where are we at in my rugby game? There's about 5 minutes left. Ireland has not caught up. They are now down by 19 points. This is not good. You know, I can't help myself. This is not This is not the best behavior. I gotta drink some more of this. This is insane. But we're not doing this right. What we need here is some good tea drinking music. So let's, I don't know. What do I want? I want some Gucci, don't I? Yes, I do. So let's pull up some music here and pour another little tiny, teeny, tiny cup of this unbelievable tea. And look at that, I can see the dragon. I can see the damn dragon in the tea. This tea has a density, it has a thickness, and I can see the little dragon effect. Oh. And, my God, where are we with my tea drinking music? There we go. Now I'm drinking tea. Now I'm drinking Longjing. And you know what? Now that I've been into this a little bit, this is a Zihu. Yeah, this is definitely a Zihu. I can tell just by the feel. This is Phenol City. Yeah, it has a smoothness. It has this weird creaminess without... Yeah, it's like creamy without being buttery, if you know what I mean. It's not fatty. Oh my God. Super high phenol content, polyphenols. Man, so smooth. Oh, and the lighting's just right. I'm getting a cardioid caustic across the surface of the tea. Awesome. Awesome. Lots of my favorite things are happening today. Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not only nutty wheaty, but also, oh, I can't... There is a sense... There, what is that? Oh, my nose is still messed up enough that I cannot quite pull out what this is all about. I don't know. I feel kind of stupid. I feel like a hypocrite. Because I always talk about, you know, drinking tea at the right time in the right place and all that. And this is not really the best time for me. What with a head cold and all. Oh, the after feel is really neat, too. It's a pretty dry tea. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. You know, I don't... Is this my throat being weird, or is this just really dry? And it's helping clear my sinuses. That's good. This is good tea to drink when you have a head cold. When you have an atomikaze, this is good tea to be drinking. It'll clear your sinuses. You'll get lots of vitamin C and lots of antioxidants. And all the phenols you've ever wanted. Yeah, this is a Zihu Longjing. And this is a pretty decent grade. I mean, this is not your serving every day type of tea. Not at $100 a pound. No, this is special occasion yummy tea. Alright, but I need to get some food in me. I'm starving. I shouldn't be drinking this tea. I need to be eating. I should have been eating a long time ago. I got up way too early today. Because of my cold, I got up super early, take my pills, and blah, blah, blah. So now I gotta eat. So let's kill this last of this little cup here. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I'm gonna drink this all day. And let me just tell you, you've been listening to the Dubious Tea and Drain Cleaning Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm Tobe, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?